Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Big Sound, and what up, Beaumont, as we are on the air live and in living color in... Boy, I tell you what, if we're dealing with any more of these, no, it's not called this, it's called that. You know what? We'll just call it Beaumont for the time being. We are here. You should be here, too. We are in Beaumont. It's The Usual Suspects. We'll be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. Everybody's going to have a good old time at the West Bar and Grill. Steeler Fan Club's already in front of me. The Pope Mobile already had the papal table reserved. Everything is going well in Beaumont early on, and we are having a good time. Hopefully you will be, too, as we get you ready for your weekend. Lots of things going on with more college football. Of course, the NFL and the Astros on the road against the Kansas City Royals. Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Everything good in the neighborhood. You're kind of using your library voice. You all right?
Am I?
I want you to project.
No. No. I'm not going to project. First of all, that's why you were screaming and it was killing my ears.
Well, that's the way I like to do it. There's paybacks in many ways. If I can get you that way or another way, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely killing me. I did drive differently today. I took a different route.
You stuck with the speed limit, meaning?
Or? No. Oh. I took a different route to Beaumont, and I don't know why I hadn't been taking this route before now.
All right.
You normally come in 105, and that's an adventure. There's a lot of
Rebel. Is that through Kuntz?
No, there's a lot of Rebel flags and so forth. And this time I came up 90.
Okay.
And that was a much better drive.
I've heard that you can also, from my standpoint and mine and Nick's standpoint, we could take 90 all the way home if we wanted to.
No,
that was the
ends.
Old school way
ends,
to go.
90 ends somewhere.
But I'm hearing between Houston and Beaumont you can take 90. And the Pope's verified that, so I'll take their word for it.
It ends at 1960. So you have to go like 1960.
You take
and
the
then
other
you
way,
go,
Barry. The other way. So
yeah,
the 90 ends up in Sugarland where we are. That's the main objective.
Put it this way. It was a much nicer drive coming in 90 than it was 105.
Okay.
So it was more enjoyable.
Do you have a chance to drop some flyers off for the big show tomorrow night so that people make sure they don't miss it?
No, I'm counting on the club to actually be the one that puts out the flyers for the show.
I'm not.
I wouldn't do that.
I would
That's
count on
not.
I mean, I think if you slid the promo team a couple of bucks, maybe they'll drive around in the SUV and pass out flyers.
I feel like you're overestimating my investment.
I didn't say you had to pay him. I'm just saying, you know, there's bribes working a lot of ways.
Look, I want people to be there. I do, but I'm not going that far. I'm not making flyers and passing them out and paying people to pass them out. That's a little much.
Okay. Nicholas is with us. So in case you were wondering, the poster child of the 409, some love him, some hate him, but it's kind of like the Cowboys. Nick is here in tow.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
How was your drive?
It was pretty long. It was a long, long, long drive, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, as long as there's no traffic, I'm not complaining.
I'm telling you right now, it's a narrow stretch on 10, but it was a smooth ride today. I had no problems with
it. Me either. I didn't really run into any traffic or anything like that. It was a smooth drive. I was going to stop at the station first, but I had all the equipment ready, with an exception of the speakers.
I was going to say, not all the equipment.
Just one key piece of equipment that we decided to avoid today.
Yeah, we didn't bring
to get
the speakers.
We don't have speakers right now, so everyone's...
Well, there's a nice gentleman attempting to
get us some speakers.
Bring a speaker.
That always helps.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the folks at the bar have already graduated from lip reading class. They're hoping to get at least portions of the show. And if they can't read our lips, they'll at least hear what we have to say if we're loud enough and we project. But that's good.
I think you're loud enough. Somebody texted and said, all jokes aside, Joel sounds like he's yelling and it's hard to understand him. Barry sounds fine. Well, that's usually the case, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
normal.
Appreciate Joel
that.
Projects.
That's just normal Joseph. He just screams a lot.
I'm not Patrick Creighton, fellas. I'm not. Easy.
You're borderline.
Easy.
L.U. Dillon checked in, said it was nice to meet Nicholas, and then he said a bunch of mean things about him, but
no,
I won't read
no,
that.
No, he didn't.
Did you meet Dillon?
Oh, he totally did. Yeah.
Nice guy.
We just met him. Yeah.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't have my glasses on. Is he still here? Did he leave? I have no idea. But he said, awesome getting to meet Nick and Barry at the West. I especially appreciate Nick's work in the second stall before the show. So I told you he said something mean, and
you
said
did.
No, and so I had to read it. And he said, have a great show, guys, L.U. Dillon.
Well, it's good to be back
and
down
and we
here.
Know what L.U. stands for. I never knew it stands for Lamar University.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Welcome. And who's from here?
What?
Who's from Texas? You don't know that that's Lamar?
L.U.?
Yeah.
No. Why would I know? Nobody knows.
Yeah, come on, man.
Nobody
I
knows.
Know that, and I'm not from here.
No one knows or cares about L.U.
Ooh.
Or Lamar University.
Hey,
all right?
Nick.
I hate to be the one to break that to you.
Nick, you got competition for the poster now. Because
I hate
you
to
may be getting off, and Barry might be being put on in the wanted list.
I hate to be the one to. Oh, yeah, it's because you're right. They're so popular because we watch them every week on TV. Oh, that's right. They're not on TV because no one cares.
That's not true because
oh.
they are normally the easy win but
even
clean
Rice,
up money for the athletic department
even,
for a lot of big schools.
Even Rice gets on TV. I mean, Lamar, come on, man. Don't sit
they're playing tomorrow night.
Sell me a
go
bit.
See him.
Oh, really? Who are they playing? No one cares.
They're playing your team.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, you walked right into that.
Maybe they will be on TV tomorrow.
Yep.
Thanks to the Aggies. No yeah. thanks to themselves. That's for sure.
I'm sure the athletic department's getting a new set of bleachers, scoreboards,
yeah.
and other things based on that competition.
It's the same reason
the
Rice
Aggies.
Gets on TV, because they play Texas. Otherwise, sorry. Nobody really cares.
Hey, there was a Super Bowl that was played at Rice, bro. Put some respect on their name.
Was there a Super Bowl played at Lamar? Oh, that's right.
Negative.
Okay.
Negative.
That's good. We're down here in less than 15 minutes. You're crapping on Lamar.
I'm
that's
saying,
not a good recipe.
You know,
for
I bet Wes earlier, there was the average age in the room was about 80. And I bet Wes I could clear it out in under 3 minutes. Now, when we went on the air, we didn't have to do that. Everybody had left already, but I was up to the challenge. I felt like I could have cleared this out in about 3 minutes.
Based
easily.
On some of the private
easily.
Shows you've done recently, I had total confidence that you were going to entertain the blue-haired crowd, for one. And I also thought that if we just told everybody that bingo started at 1:30, and if we just kept saying it was delayed, I think we could take them all the way to the Blitz.
Is that how you were going to do it?
Dude,
that's not how
I told
I
you. I had confidence
it.
In you. I will leave it in your hands first. Then if you failed and I didn't do a good job opening for you, then I would turn it over to other means.
You're not. I don't want to.
No?
No.
Okay. And I don't either, as I've expressed, so I'm not going to be opening for you. Anytime soon. Okay, so we've got lots to get to. We'll have some giveaways. Barry mentioned that UT Rice game coming up this weekend. We'll have a couple pairs of tickets to give away for that as well during the course of the day. I believe Sarah Barshop's still going to join us to talk Texans, leading
That's
up
right.
to the Jaguars game at home, as the home opener for your Texans will be Sunday. So we'll get that in as well. And, of course, we love to hear from you guys, the suspects. So if you want to text the show today, 713-780-3776. Probably not going to take many calls because, of course, we're on remote. But we will take text, and you can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at Barry It's Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. So we'll get into a lot of things.
No comedian of the week because we're on remote, and the audio, and Nick is here as well. So it was just easier to say no.
Or you
no
just
comedian
forgot.
Of the week. No, that's not true.
You sure?
I'm positive.
This time?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm positive. I was like, we won't do it.
Okay.
Rarely do we do it on remotes anymore.
So there you go. So we're looking forward to a good show. And everybody's filing in, and the bingo crowd is already filed out. It's nap time at 1:15, so they'll be snuggly, and we'll get everybody in here to have a good time. Start your weekend early. A little happy hour. Talk some sports and other things down here in Beaumont at the West Barn Grill. So a good time should be had by all. Anything special or fun last night that I missed? I know, Nick, I saw your tweets. I don't know if you saw them, Barry.
No, I didn't.
He avoided a foul ball. He said a foul ball made it to the press box.
He did everything
short of basically saying he did the tuck, duck, and run.
The foul ball, it landed two rows in front of me. There was no dodging to be had. It was like two rows in front of me.
I've been in there when the foul ball has come into the press box. It's not that big of a deal.
You weren't tweeting about it, and you were kind of panicking that it got over the netting and got into the press box. And
someone's going to get hit in the press box. I'll tell you that right now.
Why?
Because it's happened so many times now.
Yeah.
And you can't tell from the you can't tell where exactly the ball is when you're sitting in the press box because of that wall that's on top of you. So you can't see the trajectory of the ball. You can just see that it's coming in your vicinity.
Right.
You know? So.
Well, I mean, I just asked for one if you had your mitt, and you said no. So you didn't have your mitt, and I wanted you to attack it, and you were like, I'm a grown-ass man. I don't have a mitt. And I was like, well, I just don't want to hear any reports that you turned and ran instead of attacking that ball when it came at you.
It's funny you mentioned that because I was going to buy one just to see if your head could fit in it.
The mitt?
Yeah.
It wouldn't.
Wow.
It's a big-ass glove.
It's got to be broken in first. It needs the pocket has to be well broken in if we're going to do that. Yeah.
That wasn't nice at all.
Well, I mean, normally you start this.
There's no monitor, though.
What are you talking about? No monitor?
Like no speaker.
Oh.
Oh, no, we're working on it. But we appreciate Mike and everybody here at the West Barn Grill. They've got goodies lined up. We're going to have a good time. Take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7. We're going to step away for a quick break, then we're going to get this thing started. Why not get the party started early on a Friday in Beaumont? It's going to be a good time right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. I made the switch about 3 years ago, and you should too. Simply put, I saved thousands of dollars off my previous energy company, and it's easy to do. All you got to do is call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You can log on to InfuseEnergy.com as well. But if you call that number, you're going to get a human being. You're not going to get a recording. You're not going to get an automated system. They're going to walk you through by asking you questions to find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for business? Is it for personal and your family? And regardless, until they narrow it down to get you the best rate and the best deal they possibly can get for you. They've got the best ratings, too, out there, and that's what you need to hear. The Public Utilities Commission of Texas gives them 5 out of 5 stars. That's fantastic. That's exactly what you want. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you save $25 right off the top with a bill credit. So I'm encouraging you to do what I did and check out Infuse Energy. They'll take care of you. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse Energy into your life.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont, where you should be if you've got free time, want to start the weekend early and get away to a great spot with a lot of incredible people and a great atmosphere. Come on by, stop by. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7, talking sports and other things. Mike's already taking great care of us, putting a lot of good food in front of us. Barry, you're already sampling the cuisine.
Yeah, so much for this diet. Thanks, Mike. I'm trying to eat healthy. Don't tell my wife, please. I'm on a calorie count. And then Mike brings over these pistolettes, and it's all cheese and shrimp and bread and deliciousness. And I had one bite. That's probably like 8,000 calories already.
Well, there's a
I feel myself getting fatter, but it's really good.
There's a scrimp right there if you want me
to. I see that. Don't put your hand in
touch
my shrimp.
So that you
What's
won't
wrong
eat
with
it?
You?
Okay, I'm just asking. All right, so you watched a game last night?
I watched most of it, yeah.
Good first takes because, look, I'll get your take. I'm not panicking. I'm just asking.
Oh, my God.
So
when you start with I'm not panicking, it means you're panicking.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. So
tell me what you're panicking about today, Joel, because every day you panic about the Astros.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not panicking about it, but I got a problem with Jose Altuve's base running.
Okay.
I mean, they're not, you know, with basically with the fact that last night, coming off a couple of tough games, I don't expect Jose Altuve to get picked off with one out, runners on first and second, with good hitters at the plate.
I'm surprised the Astros haven't been picked off more this year. They've been notoriously bad about that.
Well, he's...
He's been picked off.
Yeah, he's had some suspect base running.
This is a team that's very aggressive on the base paths, or used to be.
Well, except for Gary Pettis.
And used to get picked. No, he's very aggressive.
But now he's aggressive. He used to not be,
but
everybody jump on him.
On first base, guys used to get picked off quite a bit. Surprisingly, more than you would expect. And it's because they get aggressive. And so,
like Zach Greinke.
Yeah, like
Zach
Greinke.
When he got picked off.
But, if that was your takeaway, I'm not panicking. I'm not worried.
I said I'm not panicking.
I'm not upset. This happens. I can go back and find you other series where they lost 3 or 4 to a good team.
I don't want to go down that road. Tough loss. Had opportunities. I think 4 of the first 6 innings they put the leadoff runner on base.
Yeah.
Verlander, a tough luck duck down the left field line, gets the first run in, and then he does what he does.
Yeah, two-run homer.
Gives up a bomb, and that's his 34th or 35th home run of the year. He leads all of baseball. But still pitched well enough to win. It's a quality start. They just, offensively, they got the inning started the right way, and then they continued to hit into double plays and find some tough luck along the way, and they lose again. So tough that we were looking for a 3-1, 2-2 series against the A's, and instead they go 1-3, and now they hit the road to Kansas City where they take on the Royals tonight with Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, it was kind of the opposite of what we expected to happen. You expected them to win 3 out of 4. They lose 3 out of 4. It sucks, but you know what? What was the season series? Do we know?
They did win the season series, but Oakland took 6 of the last 8. Oakland's been hot. I mean, one of the three hottest teams since the All-Star break, and they're playing great baseball. They have to. They're fighting for their lives, trying to get that wild card with a three-team race for 2 spots, and they're doing what they need to do. They're a good, young offensive team. They've got talent, and they're doing what they need to do to stay in the race. So I'm not mad at them. I'm not panicking.
I mean, they
with
do
the
this
Astros.
Every year, though. Oakland does, right?
Yeah.
Every year, second half, they really start to build momentum. They become really good. By the way, Astros win the series 11-8. Mm-hmm. So they played 19 games. Astros won 11. And Oakland's a good second half team. They've always been a good second half team. I don't know how they managed to pull that off, but it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that the Astros are having some tough games. Now, what is surprising that it's occurring at home, because the Astros are a good home team. So for that to occur, to lose 3 out of 4, that's a bit different. That's a bit concerning.
Do we know what happened with the Semien and Verlander verbal exchange on the field? Did anybody talk about that?
I have not heard anybody talk about it.
I guess Semien approached him after he got retired on one of his at-bats. But I wish I knew what he was saying.
But no idea.
I have not read anything on that yet.
It felt like a call-out from Semien. But
you know, that's the thing. We talked about yesterday Semien being a guy that's really turned it on. He's found the magic formula. He's a hell of a shortstop, but he's a good stick in the lineup too. And when you put Chapman at third, you put Semien at short, and you put Olsen at first base, that infield is really, really solid. And for all that we say that the A's play money ball and, you know, have problems hanging on to their guys and doing all these things, bottom line is they got a hell of a nucleus to build around right there on the infield with those three guys.
They really do, especially at the corner, third base.
Yeah, those two guys that people are saying are going to be future AL MVP candidates on the corners because they're great gloves, but they're really even better sticks. So the A's move on and the Astros move on. They lick their wounds a little bit. They leave Minute Maid Park. Now they head to Kansas City. Gerrit Cole, much like Justin Verlander, has the 300 strikeout club in reach. I think he's at 281 going into tonight's game. Verlander also in that neighborhood. So the two Cy Young candidates pitching back-to-back. Obviously, Verlander doesn't get the win, but he pitches well. But you expect Cole to come out and get them on the right track tonight in Kansas City?
Here's what's concerning about the rest of the schedule is it's a pretty easy schedule. And the Astros should do really well. And I know that you were talking about, do you panic? I'm not panicking, but it's not looking good or whatever. And I think that also this kind of schedule can give you a false sense of security and hope, too. But it also allows you to get some confidence back. It allows these guys to play their game and play a little looser. They don't have to play as tight. So this might be a little bit of a blessing and a curse. But I think at the end of the day, as rough as they've had it the last 3-4 games, and as bad as it's looked for them, as bleak as you may think it is for the Astros, this down the stretch is going to help them, and it's going to be good for them to kind of get feeling good. Now, if they struggle, that's going
to
be
even worse. That's the thing that bothers me, or it doesn't bother me, but it worries me to some degree. When you know that everybody has been hammering you over the head to say that, look, after they get done with this Oakland series, they don't play another team with a record over 500. And a lot of teams get complacent, and they play to the level of their competition. And they start believing the headlines and start thinking, you know what, we got a cakewalk, it's a coast, we're going to get in there. That's why I kind of like the fact that it's a three-horse race between the Dodgers, Yankees, and the Astros for the best record, because now you've got something else to play for that means more than who you're playing on the field. You're trying to compete and stay in tandem in the same race as the Yankees and the Dodgers. So with that being said, the Yankees won a doubleheader last night.
Yeah.
Strohs lose. Everybody's like, oh my God, they're two games back now. Okay. There's still plenty of baseball to be played. We've all already highlighted the fact the Yankees schedule is a lot more difficult than the Astros. And here's the other thing. We keep saying how the Yankees can't stay healthy. Did you see again that they're going to add more guys to the IL?
Yeah.
I mean, now Gary Sanchez is 38
times they've used the IL, the most in baseball, by five.
So Edwin Encarnacion is out. Gary Sanchez with a groin is out. J.A. Happ, the pitcher who started game one of the twin bill, was sent for tests. So basically, and I knew this was coming because I think a few years ago, if you remember, the Texans went through this. But at a certain point when all these injuries accumulate over the course of the season, now they're starting to look at the training staff. Now they're starting to say, is there something that we're doing, strength and conditioning or otherwise, to try and rectify what seems to be a pretty big problem? The Yankees on paper are a great team. And look, record-wise, they've kind of kept their head above water through all the injuries. But at the end of the day, you got to try and figure out, why are we suffering all these injuries?
Yeah, I mean, some of it's luck, obviously. Some of it, I mean, how much do you put on the training staff? I don't think so. And the training staff can't help a tight hamstring by Gary Sanchez running to first. How is that their fault? Now, are they not getting him loose? Are they not, is he not warming up properly? Those are all things to consider. But how is it the fault of the training staff that Gary Sanchez's hamstring won't act right?
Well, let me tell you this. It's not always the training staff that works for the team. If you take Cespedes with the Mets, he was doing some of the most outlandish, and they filmed it on ESPN, the workouts he was doing and some of the things that he was doing with, like, squats with movement and everything like that. Sometimes it's not on the team's training staff.
Uh-huh.
It's on a player's personal trainer, too.
True.
But at some point, you just need to get to the bottom of it and find out, this is why we are going through what we're going through. If it's team-oriented and the team is taking you through down a certain road, like my old roommate and one of my good friends is the trainer of the Texans, and he was deeply concerned that people were looking at him, and he's going, look, I've been doing the same thing for years with the Packers, the Oilers before that, and then the Titans, and then to get to the Texans. Sometimes it's just dumb luck, as you said. And sometimes with all these guys, AB puts out a video last night of all people, and he's working out at Tom Brady's facility after practices and everything else. You can't control what these players are doing on their own time, too.
Nope. That's why I say, why would you be blaming the Yankees – medical staff.
I just saw articles. I'm not saying I'm personally blaming him, but I saw the articles that say it's time to look at the training and what these players are going through.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at their training regimen, like you said, off-site or whatever, but those guys that come out with all that equipment and their Batman belt with all the stuff on it, and they can't help it. Gary Sanchez is made of glass.
And there's so many people to look at. You can look at the trainers like you're talking about. You could look at the strength and conditioning coaches and their staff. You can look at the rehab people. They're all working with it too. So you've got so many different people you can point a finger at. But at the end of the day, I think this is also kind of a panic button where you're like, hey, look, this is getting to be a little too much. And we need to figure out what the hell is going on and why it's going on that way, because something's not adding up.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. Again, so the Astros fall two games in the loss column back of the Yankees. But again, plenty of games to be played before anybody presses the panic button and they worry about catching the Yanks for the best record in the American League or the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the Houstonian. We've been telling you about the Houstonian. If you're looking for the perfect place for a staycation, you don't even want to leave Houston, but you want to feel like you've done that, that's why you go to the Houstonian. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility, 27 wooded acres. There's running trails, there's nature hikes, there's all the different amenities that you would have at a luxurious vacation destination, but you're doing it all right in Houston, Texas. Four incredible restaurants, Tribute, the Manor House, Arbor Grill, the Bar. They got everything from light eats and lots of drinks to absolutely exquisite top-shelf full-blown dinners. The Trellis Spa is absolutely fantastic as well. And if you're looking to do a business and pleasure getaway, then check them out as well, because their place for business has every business detail taken care of, great meeting rooms, unbelievable spaces where you can make sure you get things done from a business perspective, then enjoy all the amenities of the hotel itself. So check them out at the Houstonian. Go get a staycation, whether it's for you and your significant other or your family. You'll be glad you did. All you got to do is go to Houstonian.com and let the video roll, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
ESPN 97.5.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
Here we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Beaumont from the West Bar and Grill. You should be here, too. Come on down. Hang out with us. All of the loyals from down this way are already making their way in. Fred's already here, as the Blitz will be here 4 to 7. So we are having a good time. Barry's here. Even Nick is here. Nick kind of incognito in the first couple segments, laying low below the radar before he lets it all loose before 4 p.m.
Lord help us. Somebody texted and said, I have a dilemma, guys. Either go to the West Bar and hang out with the suspects for at least an hour.
Yes.
Or stay at work and help out the coworkers. No.
Easy.
I'm not even going to finish
right
it.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Screw your coworkers. Get over here.
Well, that's an HR issue.
Well, I mean, if you can,
yeah,
that's
if you're
great.
Screwing your coworkers, that's an HR issue.
But I'm saying, okay, how about forget your coworkers? Jeez.
I'm just saying.
This guy. Forget your coworkers. Get out here. Drink with us. Eat with us. Hang out. We'll have a speaker here shortly. It'll be worth it.
In the meantime, it's still worth it. They can hear at least part of the conversation.
Kind of. Yeah, you can hear Joel.
We've established that. If yeah. Patrick Creighton was here, they could hear us all the way down Calder the entire way both ways. But at least I'm here to at least try to project.
Big mouth Joel in the house. Can definitely hear that.
Don't think I needed that, but I did hear it. Yep.
Hey, suspects, been listening since day one. I'm calling it an early day to head to the West. Joel, what would Lisa say if you asked to take Taylor to a bar at the mature age of 1 month? We had the suspects on the radio while headed to the hospital, so it seems natural her first time at a bar is while the suspects are in town.
Oh.
So somebody's bringing their one-month-old baby. That's what I'm talking about.
The baby.
This is what I'm talking about. Parenting 101. This is parenting Beaumont style. You bring a one-month-old baby to a bar. This makes me happy.
Yeah, and
please.
Don't bring the headphones either. It's not like at the sporting events. They don't need those. They
bring
need to hear
baby,
us so that they know what voices make them
stop
happy.
Stop and get a priest.
You don't need to. You get the popes.
That's a good point. That's a valid point. I was going to say bring some old people, but they were all here earlier.
Yeah.
So they've already left. There's no old people left that weren't here in Beaumont.
They got the lunch special. They got
they were like
home in time for their nap.
When we got here at 12:30, it was a sea of purple hair. It was just a sea of purple hair. And then when 12:50 hit, they were like, well, that's dinner. Time to go to bed. And then they all just left. So.
And they knew if they missed nap time that they would never get up in time for Wheel of Fortune. So therefore, they had to work it all in.
1:30 is night-night time for old people. Yeah. they had dinner, and it's done. They call lunch dinner now. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
They're done.
They're out. Everybody else moving on in. We appreciate seeing that. We were talking baseball before the break. We talked about the Yankees injuries. The Dodgers also experiencing some injuries as Rich Hill comes back from an arm injury, only to suffer a knee injury. But again, they don't have anything to worry about. It's just a matter of that's the division you're watching. You're not watching the A's and worried about them catching up and catching the Astros for the division. It's just watching the other teams around you for best record in the AL and best record in baseball.
I feel like every time I hear Rich Hill and his name, it's followed by an injury update.
If it's not that, it's him getting extremely pissed off for being taken out too early in a game in the playoffs or at some point when he really thinks that he's mowing them down and Dave Roberts has other ideas. Because remember that happened in the playoffs
yeah.
the last couple years where he gets all salty.
But, man, he's a guy I just feel like doesn't stay healthy. I don't know.
That's part of that pitching staff that you like.
I mean, that is a good Dodgers pitching staff, but he started 11 games this year, 24 last year, 25, but then – I don't know. It just seems like he's always been or had something wrong with him.
He's kind of like the starting version of Rondon, too. If you don't, like, handle him with kid gloves, he loses his temper and gets all worked up and, you know, has a lot of issues with things. But the bottom line is if you're getting guys out, you're probably going to stay in the game.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a hard thrower.
No.
He's almost 40. I'm sure the Dodgers aren't really all that sad. This year, though, ERA was nice, 268, but, you know. 4-1. He's only played in 11 games or pitched in 11 games, so not all that spectacular, but the ERA was good when he's in, when he can stay healthy.
So we'll see how that affects the Dodgers, but that's just another baseball tidbit. While we were talking about the Astros, and obviously we were all watching that, there was a football game last night.
Yes.
Did you peep any of that?
No. I didn't watch a single down of that football game. Do you know why?
You don't have the NFL Network.
Exactly. Because U-verse and AT&T suck. I hope every person that works for U-verse or AT&T can hear my voice right now. Y'all are the devil. You are evil people. They don't sponsor us, do they?
No. No, you're good.
I should have asked
in that
first.
Regard, yeah, probably
I probably should have asked first.
Preview on the fly, but ask
Yeah, I can't watch Thursday night football because U-verse decided that America – doesn't like football, apparently.
Well, if you were listening to the Blitz, I was driving home and I heard AJ say something about I'm really concerned because I can't see the game. And the first thing I thought about was, uh-oh, Barry's in trouble.
Yeah.
But then I thought you had some show or something. I was like, oh, but he won't worry about it. He won't even be watching it anyway.
No, that would be illegal to stream it. I don't do illegal stuff. I mean, I have cataracts,
But you're a member of Amazon Prime?
Huh?
You subscribe to Amazon Prime?
Yeah, it's not on there yet. Those don't start until...
That's what AJ said.
Nope. I looked. I went to Amazon Prime because I'm like, what the hell? Why can't I watch this game? Because usually they were doing it on like CBS last year. And then I saw that they partnered with Fox. So I was like, oh, well, it must be on one of those. So then I was like, well, let me Google this. So I Googled and it said Amazon Prime. I was like, oh, I got Amazon Prime. That's easy. Well, it doesn't start until like the 20-something of September is when the first football game will be on Amazon Prime. So I didn't get to watch the game last night.
So you weren't happy.
I don't feel like I missed much because it was
God. And here's the thing. So
I heard Jameis Winston looked a lot better than Cam Newton, and I'm kind of glad I didn't see the game now.
I'm kind of glad that the one thing that we did say that was spot on, though, was as long as the spread was 7, take the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And that worked out very well because the thing that was crazy to me was I was watching the baseball game. I was checking in on the football game, but I was watching a lot of the Twitter stream, and everybody was all ticked off because they were saying, so now we've resorted to the fact that the only camera we're using is the Madden camera. If you were playing a video game and what the hell's going on. And if they did any research or they cared at all, they were concerned for the camera operators near the field last night because there was lightning in the area and thunderstorms and whatever. So for the safety of the camera operators until the storm passed, they went to the high game cam. People lost their minds.
So, yeah, I saw where they were saying this is a terrible camera angle. Why, you know, is this not going to be like this the whole time? And you're saying that they were concerned about the lightning so that they didn't?
Because of the, obviously, the
You know, we live in a soft society. What's a little lightning going to do?
Okay.
I mean, you know guys that have been struck 3 times. They're still around. Come on, get out there
twice.
And do your job. Twice.
Three times might be the end all be all. I don't want to see that. But, no, I mean.
Yeah, look, that is, I mean.
When you've got an open-air stadium.
Sure, I would have probably bitched about it, but not knowing that. And if I knew that, then it would change my mind. I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
And with that, if you were the camera operator, would you want to be out there with that big-ass piece of metal in your hands while you're trying to shoot a football
game? I mean, you're in a big-ass metal circle. What's the difference?
That's more concrete than it is metal. You're actually handling.
There's flagpoles and stuff. That lightning's not coming near you. It's going to hit that flagpole first.
That's what Carol Dawson said.
Twice.
How'd that work out? CD's been struck twice. That's who Barry was referencing. But yeah. I'm not taking that chance. I'm not doing that. I appreciate the fact that people were concerned enough to look out for them. And by the way, you probably, from an NFL standpoint, you shouldn't bitch. You should be happy because they did y'all a favor because it was a poor brand of football.
It was
awful
ugly.
To watch.
But Joel, remember how you were saying how great the matchups are? I thought about that yesterday on the way home. I was like, damn it, I should have razzed him about how he was saying how all these matchups are good.
I would have told you yesterday.
It was pretty awful.
Well, you know
that's
what?
Two stinkers in a row.
Yeah,
now.
Well, they bet all their money that Patriots and Steelers was going to be a good game, and then Bears and Packers was going to be a good game, and then to fill it up with the opening of Week 2 to have that matchup, and everybody goes, ugh,
well,
boy.
Yeah, Bears-Packers was awful, and now
this fantastic.
This game, I feel like it wasn't good. I think the story of the game, though, is that Little Red Riding Hood stepped to the podium.
Did you see that?
Why? You know what I thought of at first was, I was like, is that a shawl? Is that is he wearing a kerchief on his head? That's a shawl. And then I thought, that's very, like, old lady-ish. It reminds me of my grandma or like a Russian babushka. I don't know what this is called, but he looked like a Russian old lady.
The ironic thing about all of the irony that you just mentioned was at the end of his press conference when he said, it's on me, I've got to look in the mirror and
that's
I've got to do better. And I'm like, I don't think anybody's thinking about your performance on the field. They're like, you're wearing a scarf on your head.
If you haven't seen Cam Newton's post-game press conference outfit, Do yourself a favor and Google it. Joel will be wearing a scarf when you get to the West. He's going to have it on.
Nope.
It's going to be very pretty.
Whether it was an ascot or whatever you call it, but he had it draped around his head with another one around his neck, and then he said he had to look in the mirror and do better.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with what you did on the field.
Didn't Prince rock something like that, though? I'm pretty sure Prince rocked that at one point, and I was all right with that.
Comparing Cam Newton and Prince?
For some reason, if Prince wears a kerchief on his head, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
If Cam does it, it's weird.
If Cam does it after crapping the bed for four quarters, too, I saw that in my locker going, you know, after everything the way it went tonight, I probably should just go in there without all the extras.
It would have been weird if they won. All right, let's be real. Hey, you know what's not weird, though, is getting cash back for stuff. That's not weird, and you can do that through the Get Upside app. If you go download it right now, I promise you, this weekend, you can get cash back for putting gas in your car. You can get cash back for putting food in your belly. And when you do download it, put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill-up. Guys, this is legit money. Like, this isn't – I just got a text, as a matter of fact, to the show. Somebody sent me a screenshot. $79.98 in their account. Have you gotten $79.98 cash back for using an app? If you're not using GetUpside, you haven't. Go download it right now. I did it while I was at the pump. It's super easy to use. Like I said, that promo code Barry is going to get you a bump on that first fill up. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon every time you fill up. Not just a one-time deal, but you can get that up to 25 cents every single time at over 500 gas stations just around the city of Houston. Then you can also get up to 35% cash back every time you eat out and use the GetUpside app. And it's, like I said, easy to use. You pay with a debit or credit card. You upload your receipt within 24 to 48 hours. Cash money, baby, right in your pocket, right on your phone. You can do all kinds of stuff with it. You can get that cash out, or you can get gift cards to stuff. I love this app. I think you're going to love it. A lot of folks at the station use it. A lot of listeners are using it now. So check it out when you have a chance. Do it before the weekend. That way you can start getting cash money this weekend. Go download GetUpside, guys. Put in that promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back, and thank me later.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow.
Live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Rolling through hour number one of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. Come on down and see us. We'd love to hang out with y'all while you hang out with us. Mike's taking great care of us. He'll take great care of you, too.
Yeah,
stop by and seeing all of the great people. But more so, the food is fantastic.
Oh,
the
that pistolette was amazing. The pistolette?
The shrimp and the
that was so good.
And shrimp and kinds of stuff.
I could eat 500 of those, but that doesn't help me at all. So I had to try to – I'm getting the blackened shrimp.
You stopped at $4.99?
No, that's not – no, man. That was good stuff, though, for real.
So speaking of good stuff, we talked a little bit about the football game and the baseball game, and everybody was getting to a lot of that stuff. Let's get down to some real business that everybody wants to talk about.
Okay.
Did you see that the naming rights is open for the American Airlines Arena in Miami?
Oh, okay. Is it?
And you know how that normally goes? They go after the auto dealer, I mean, the auto companies and the airlines and all that stuff.
Pornhub.
Oh, yeah, no, close.
Oh, really?
Bang Bros.
Yes.
Put $10 million up.
And yes.
They want the naming rights to the Miami Arena.
Oh, please make this happen. Porn Jesus, please make this happen.
Can you imagine the marketing possibilities for the Bang Bros Arena?
I would be so happy if that happened.
I mean,
that would just make that would mean everything to me. Everything to me.
I mean, you think about this. If you're marketing for the Miami Heat, as much as publicly you're like, I'm not sure I think that's a good idea. But then when you put out your first ad campaign with more bang for your buck, let's turn up the heat.
Come
at the
down,
Bang
bros.
Bros Arena. Make
now,
that happen.
Now there is the UFC. It's what? It's the. Yeah, the BBC.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, so instead of, they used to call it the
Now, I could
the
see AAA that
for the American Airlines Arena, but now they're going straight to the
BBC.
BBC.
I could see that if this was like, all right, if it's an MMA venue and then there was that one who was like, "Just let me bang, bro." I don't remember who it was. That would make sense. This makes me so happy.
Now, you know
if you have porn money to spend, why? Why would he not?
Pat Riley.
Oh, no.
Way.
I'm 1,000% in. I'll even donate. I'm 1,000% in if you can name the arena the Bang Bros Arena. That's
I mean, every
– That's outstanding.
And you know what? Even like – can you imagine the Jazz who are the most squeaky, I don't want anything to do with it, but they had – at the start of the game when they had to say, you're looking live at Bang Bros Arena where your Jazz visit
gosh.
The Heat tonight.
That would be – oh.
How great would that be?
And then it's like, you know, it not just in Utah, but like in the South, the Bible Belt.
The Hornets. Could,
yeah.
The Hornets.
Golly. That's good stuff. That would make me happy. I really hope that happens.
The Hornets looking to sting the Heat in the Bang Bros Arena. Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the NBA was worried about ways that they could make more money. Well, let the porn companies in.
That's true.
Get a jersey sponsor.
Look. There's not that many porn companies that have arena money. I mean, that's and here's what's amazing when you think about a story, a rags to riches story. You look at the Bang Bros. They started off on a bus, humble beginnings, just themselves and a camcorder and a bus, and now they've moved on to arenas. This is the American dream. You talk about entrepreneurial spirit. Good
thinking,
for them.
Like who's going to be the first the Vivid Rockets or something like that?
Oh,
Vivid,
that would be good too.
The Pornhub Center?
Yes. They just call it the Hub.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know in Utah they would.
Yeah,
because
of course
they wouldn't
they would.
Want to talk about. It. Yeah, so I saw that story. I was like, "Oh my god." Cuz some people were tweeting me going, "Can you imagine if you were still on the road?" I was like, "Well, I bet you the accommodations in the arena would be interesting."
And don't they get like certain like they'll put your logo and stuff on other things, right? Not just the arena.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. I mean, look at Toyota Center. Every time you see Toyota Center, you see the logo.
So, you know how you walk around Toyota Center and there's Toyotas. If you walked around the Bang Bros Center, would there just be like people just banging it out just right there in a little area?
Imagine the amenities in the press room.
Maybe they have the actual bus from the original Bang Bros bus, and that's what's in there instead of a Toyota or something like that. That would be...
I mean, especially like you get to the playoffs and they always have a goodie bag. That would be interesting as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome to the Bang Bros Arena for the Heat playoff game. Here's your goodie bag. You need a little time by yourself?
Instead of a T-shirt cannon, they just shoot out adult toys just into the crowd. People are like, what? That hit me in the head. It's like, Mom, I got stabbed in the eye.
Our restrooms have been remodeled to be a little extra big, so you have plenty of room to spread out when you're enjoying the amenities at the Bang Bros.
God, that would be so good.
So, yeah, so that was out there. I thought I'd throw that at you. Also, James Harden, speaking of Bang Bros, could be possibly in some heat.
That was your transition?
Yes.
Speaking of Bang Bros, James Harden? Is there a video I don't know about?
Well, you know his jersey hangs in the rafters of some strip clubs in Houston probably. So, you know, he likes to get out and have some fun.
Okay.
So with that said, there's a guy in Beverly Hills that wants to sue James Harden because his claim is, you turned my $30 million mansion into a wild party house. Harden went to Beverly Hills, where he was going to rent out a 14,500-square-foot estate in the heart of Beverly Hills, 8 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, a gym, a spa, a wine cellar. But there were rules, and shockingly enough, James did not follow them. Part of the rules were he was going to rent it out for 1 week for $82,000 and change. Damn. But part of the specific contract states Harden could have no more than 7 adults on the premises at any one time.
What?
Yeah.
If I'm renting a 14,000 square foot home, obviously I'm planning on having more than 7 adults there. Unless I'm R. Kelly. And then I'm not even having adults.
I was going to say,
but I'm saying if I'm just regular James Harden, I'm having a party with more than 7 adults. But that's just his entourage and security team.
But it's a different rate. It's a different rate if it's more than he said in the contract. If it's more than 12 people, then it's a $300,000 fee.
Because it's a party.
Because it's at that point, it's considered a party. So James Harden agreed to those terms, and he still brought.
So they're saying the number of people constitutes a party.
He bought low and sold high. He paid the low
price. He paid
the
$150,000 instead of the $300,000.
High in terms of how many people.
I hope he knows he's losing his deposit, young man.
He's losing more than that because the owner of the house says that there was a lot of damages and things, and he's going to sue him, and he doesn't like how it all went down. But Harden threw 2 parties with more than 15 people at the house both times.
More than 15 people.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about a place that's
a party that doesn't have at least 15 people
with a gym and 10, 15 bedrooms and bathrooms, everything like that, I mean, I don't think that seems to be excessive.
What famous athlete throws a party that doesn't have 15 people at
it? Let alone James Harden.
Yeah.
Like, James Harden is he's extremely famous, so.
That's stupid.
But it only had 10 bedrooms, so I guess you can only fit, like,
only
if you're talking
bedrooms.
Like. I'm talking in terms of numbers. You can only fit, a couple in each room, so 20 people.
Those are big rooms.
And I don't.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't think they're worried about where they're doing what they're doing, needing a bedroom.
Agreed.
That's part of the deal. You know,
doing it in the gym.
Yeah, pool.
The circle
wherever,
drive and the fountain.
Whenever, however. I'm sure that was all partaken in. So just threw those stories out for you as we wrap up hour number one to kind of keep it light, and we'll roll into hour number two in just minutes. So stay with us. We are at the West Bar and Grill here in Beaumont. You should be too. We're going to go till 4. Blitz is going to go till 7. Having a great time here. Our first visit of the year in football season down in Beaumont. You should stop in and see us too. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks. Now with football season in full swing, you've got college football, you got pro football, you got the Astros, you got so many things going on, and you're looking for a spot where you and your friends want to hang out, watch all the screens on all the TVs with all the different packages so you don't miss a college game, an NFL game, and or get your favorite food and drink. Well, you go to Twin Peaks, 5 area Houston locations. They all have the same quality menu, all made from scratch appetizers and entrees, 29-degree draft beers at the bar, and, of course, those Twin Peaks girls are going to take absolutely great care of you throughout your visit. So when you're thinking about getting out of the house and you're looking for a place to go so you can watch all your sports at the same time and you get the best food and beverage, it's got to be Twin Peaks. It's 5 Houston area locations, as I mentioned. They're going to be happy to see you, and you can go on in and have a great old time. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
Got a murk, caught me in a hard way. Got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I love you, love it, magic, not saw shade.
ESPN 97.5.